knowledge of the love of God. Jesus, blessed Jesus,
rose the share.
It's an evil earth. It's hard to live on this earth without being tempted. Pray that as we're tempted, we're able to turn away from those temptations and turn back and look at you. We thank you for the ones that are here tonight. Pray that you bless them abundantly. We pray, Robert, Tom, all of these that help this little church operate. We thank you again for the many blessings, especially your son Jesus and his death on the cross, that you may have a way to get to heaven. Thank you again, Lord. These things I ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Good. Does anybody have a song they'd like me to try and lead this evening?
What? 227.
Let's take a look at it. Yes, 227. I love to tell the story of unseen things of love, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it is true. It's
chosen some songs tonight that will kind of take you at a spot and then take you back toward the opening of the book. I want to lead in some of these songs, and old songs as well as good ones that we remember from days gone by. So 106 will be the start. 106. Fear not, little flock.
Fear not, little flock, says the Savior divine. The Father has willed that the kingdom be thine. O soil, not your garments with sin here below. My sheep and my lambs must be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow.
Someday you're
226. Have thine affection been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Dost thou count all things for Jesus for the loss? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson blood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight. Shout the victory.
4, 5.
I will seek in deepest sin, what of the peaceful soul, very deeply staying within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted in me, love lifted in me. When nothing else could ever, love lifted in me. Love lifted in me, love lifted in me. When nothing else could help, love.
Thank you.
try 425. I can't find the other one. We all know this one. We'll do all of them.
Living is more in this so simple world. Hardly a hunger can afford. Striving alone to face the nation's soul. Where could I go but to a home? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me.
Light my soul with glory divine. made
in the fight for the right I would dare and do. Spend my days in my praise, all the journey through, make me live close to thee each day. Let me live close to thee, guide me all along the way. Let me live close to thee, let me walk close to thee each day. Help me bear souls of old, let me live close to thee each day. Let me live close to thee, guide me all along the way. Let me live close to thee, let me walk close to thee each day.
Good. Time's at
7:00.
714. I chose a verse tonight to kind of sum up the ideals about being holy as we live from day to day, found in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. Every one of your texts, even the modern speech ones in the New Time, will have that extra thought about it as you begin that verse. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially the household of faith. When we have an opportunity in front of us, we see a need in front of us, we can do a little something, if not a lot of something. This afternoon, when these good guys came by to take away all the cuttings that were done around the house and everything, that was a good opportunity. I couldn't do a whole lot to get in the way, and I knew that, and I didn't want to get run over by the handicapped. Anyway, and it was good work done. But I could pick up a few limbs, and I could do a few things like that. And then after they left out, I could take a blower, I could blow that parking lot off and get those leaves closer to where I could mulch when I use my lawnmower this week. Oh, good. But that's just that. When we have an opportunity to serve, an opportunity to use something of our means, an opportunity to go and do something good, it's a wonderful thing. Gospel meetings furnish us, brethren, opportunities to learn and grow. In the local area, we shouldn't just limit ourselves to some of us going to Lexicon or to Coldwater or to Antioch, or to Independence. We should take opportunity. As the speakers come and they announce the program and activities, there are programs built for the needs people. Last weekend, when Brother Doug Burleson, who now heads up the Bible Department activities and the lectureship program at Free Harbor, when he came and did a marvelous series, Friday night, Saturday, and then Sunday morning and then afternoon. He did that on the basis of the needs of people to be able to develop more spiritually. Which one of us can say tonight, certainly not I, that we can not need any more help in developing spiritually that? He talked about how spiritually we can help in prayer life in our families by our children seeing us pray, knowing that we pray about it, before we get to make a decision, before we go on a trip together, stop and pray about that event. It makes a great impact on the life of that child. Makes a great impact upon the life of a mate that's not a member of the body of Christ. It makes a great impact because the opportunity is taken. And so as we therefore have opportunity, let's do good unto all men. They are included. Everybody's included. But especially those of the household of faith. Let's stand together as we sing this good hymn.
Someday you'll stand at the bar of my heart. Someday.
have prepared or done? Is there anyone here tonight that needs to prepare?
Follow me where he leads me.